What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I was thinking if there's any distinct songs that are New Year's Eve type songs. I don't know. I can't think of any that are distinct New Year's Eve type songs. But, you know, traditions have been a thing that have been, we've been talking about a little bit recently. I was listening to Jerry and Willie the other day, and he was talking about a tradition that he has on New Year's Eve that someone has, that it has, the first person in the house on New Year's has to be a man. And I've never heard of that one before. The Jerry and the rest of the morning show didn't hear it either. Fleegs didn't know it. I've never heard that. And they had a bunch of callers call in. Apparently, it's like an old Scottish tradition where you know it has to be a tall, dark stranger has to be the first person into your house. I've never heard of that tradition on New Year's Day ever, but apparently that's the thing. Marash just tweeted out something that I always thought was mine and mine alone. And I've never referenced it. I've never talked to anybody about it. And it's not a New Year's thing necessarily. But those royal, I forget the name. I'm going to look at the picture now. Do you remember those butter cookies that came in the blue tin? And it was like there was a round one, a rectangle one, a pretzel looking one, a circle one with a hole in the middle. Like, and they all had like the little hard pellets of like hard sugar on it, crystallized kind of hard sugar on it. That like tin of those butter cookies from a million years ago. Apparently, my house wasn't the only one that turned that into like thread and needles for sewing. That's what my mother had it under her bed for years, that same tin of cookies. And Marash just tweeted out that that's, cookies for one day and, you know, thread and needles for the rest of your life. And I'm like, I thought that was mine and mine alone. I never knew that people actually use that tin for the same purpose. Who came up with that? How did that go from person to person, like that exact same cookie tin? That is so odd to me that is like used by other people for the same exact purpose. Where was the meeting that said, this is what we're going to use the tin for when we're done with the cookies? No, not old photos, you know, not a place to, I don't know, whatever. Keep your, your bay leaves that you're going to dry out, your oregano you're going to dry out, whatever. No. We're going to put sewing needles and thread in there. Like, who had that meeting? Who decided that? That is fascinating to me. And a million people are tweeting us saying, yeah, no, same thing. I don't know where that tradition. The only tradition we had on New Year's Eve, even around New Year's, was after midnight. I don't know if anybody does this, but my mother takes, I don't know if she still does it, I can't think if we still do it. And I usually, unfortunately, don't, you know, we go out to party with the kids. We haven't probably been with my mother on New Year's Eve in a while. She would take like a bucket of boiling water. Now, for some reason, as I'm saying it, maybe it was just regular water, but I feel like it was in a pot. So for some reason, I have it as boiling water, but it might just be regular water in a pot. But you throw it out the door after midnight on New Year's Eve. You take a pot of water, whether it's boiling or not, and you throw it out the door. I remember that tradition as a kid. I don't know if anybody else did that on New Year's Eve. I don't know if it's a symbolization of getting everything bad out, you know, just throw the water out the door. I don't know. But I remember that. And then for a meal on New Year's Day, there is a New Year's Day meal. Christmas Day has always been just a rotation of different things. But New Year's Day has always been roast pork in my house. With like sauerkraut and maybe applesauce. Like that was like, that would be what you dip the roast pork in or use a little bit to have with the roast pork. But it's always like a big hunk of, you know, dry roast pork. That's kind of what has always been the New Year's Day and New Year's Eve tradition, as well as the greatest television marathons of all time. right? New Year's Eve always had the Twilight Zone. I wonder if they're still doing that. I got to check it out. The worst by far is Christmas Eve. The idea that A Christmas Story runs on two channels for like a total of 2 days over and over again is absurd. It's absurd. It is one of the more like asinine things perpetrated on the American people in our culture that still exists. The idea that they still make us watch a Christmas movie, A Christmas Story, Ralphie eating the soap and the dogs knocking over the table and the turkey. The idea that I could watch that 13 or 14 different times on two channels over the course of a day and a half is absurd to me. It's absurd. But The Twilight Zone, now we're talking. And then I remember as a kid, Channel 11 used to have The Honeymooners. It was I think that was also, right? Wasn't that also New Year's Eve? Or New Year's Day was the Honeymooners Marathon and the Twilight Zone Marathon. And I was trying to think of what other, like, are there any more, what would be an adaptation, a new TV show that you could do for a tradition of a marathon? Now, I'm a huge 24 guy. I would love if they did a 24 marathon. That would be, I would love to see that. That's, to me, and it's a perfect show, too, to do a 24 marathon. Do that on New Year's Eve. I'm in. I'll watch. I'm trying to think of other shows. It's got to be running forever. The Simpsons clearly has been running long enough, right? Since 1989, The Simpsons have been running. It's crazy. Something like that. So you could obviously do a Simpsons marathon. You could go through the whole, you could do it for the whole week and still have episodes. But what would be a good TV show to add to the tradition of marathons on New Year's Day and New Year's Eve? Because as much as I love The Honeymooners, it's getting to the point where, you know, nobody alive was still around for when it was, you know. I'm going to get callers. I used to watch, I've been watching The Giants since Y.A. Tittle. Now I can get callers. I've been celebrating New Year's Eve since I watched The Honeymooners live. I knew Jackie Gleason. He used to go to the same delicatessen I went to. But I think it's time. I would love to see a new TV show marathon. If you have any suggestions, 888-808-1019 or any weird traditions on New Year's. I don't know, but I've never heard of that one that Willie had. Never heard that in my life, that someone else, like, it had to be a man walk through the door of your house as the first person every New Year. I've never heard of that. And I believe McMonagall is Scottish. And I have no idea.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.